Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March 22nd, 2026. Today is the fifth Sunday in Lent. This is a reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope, be patient in suffering, persevere in prayer, contribute to the needs of the saints, extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another, do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Here ends the reading. American author and humorist Mark Twain is reportedly to have said, "It ain't the parts of the Bible that I can't understand that bother me, it's the parts that I do understand." Every time I read the 12th chapter of Romans, I feel some of the pathos Twain was attempting to articulate. The letter to the Romans is one of Paul's densest works of theology. His arguments are closely argued. He quotes plenty from the Hebrew Scriptures. He is passionate, sometimes confused, and always pointing his rhetoric towards the God of Abraham and Isaac, Jacob and Joseph, and Jesus. But then, as Paul winds down his letter, he decides to get exceedingly granular and specific. You don't need a theology degree to understand what Paul is saying in the 12th chapter of Romans. Just listen to a few of his exhortations. Be genuine. Pay attention to what is good. Avoid what is evil. Serve the Lord. Take care of each other. Be hospitable to strangers. Live in harmony with one another. The list goes on. The point of Paul's list is not to set up a series of behaviors which human beings will never be able to attain. The point of the list is to remind people back then and people right now, that living as people of the good news is grounded in everyday behavior, how we treat each other, how we treat our neighbors, how we treat our strangers. To the degree that we can live consistently with Paul's exhortations is the degree to which everyone outside of the church will be able to perceive us as the church. Here's the thing, dear listener. The church as an entity always stands under the judgment of God. And whether we like it or not, the church is constantly being judged by regular everyday folks. And the criteria for that judgment? Well, the criteria is the degree to which we're able to live up to our own espoused values. On this fifth Sunday in Lent, my prayer is that as the church, we will recommit ourselves to living as communities of love and forbearance. I pray that people outside the church will be able in the words of the old praise and worship song, to know that we are Christians by our love for each other, our love for those who are not within our fellowship, and our love for the world. God grant us the strength to live as the body of Christ in the world, a body that not only lives peaceably with the world around us, but also lives peacefully with one another. Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed, where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.